Despite the vote of no confidence, Majak moved to close the assembly and send the MPs on the three-month recess. He made the recess announcement in assembly chamber in the presence of only 14 members of the parliament, all of whom support Majak. The speaker's supporter said the no confidence vote is unconstitutional. John Kawai is the chairman of the information committee, is one of them.
Any motion, whether it is private motion or it is a public motion or a motion that you want to impeach a chairperson, deputy speaker or a speaker, it has to go according to the procedures of raising motions. You have to follow the conduct of business and constitutions of United States.
Kawai denied the speaker mismanagement assembly funds, a charge he said was not put into a formal motion.
I don't think there is any mismanagement because we did not deliberate on the motions.
Majak opponents said he should not have locked the assembly doors and sent the lawmakers on recess. Peter Duncan, one of the MP who voted to impeach the speaker, said he believed Majak is guilty of breaking the law more than once.
That is a violation of all the laws that we have in the nation. We have raised this to the administration of legal affairs, and we don't know what they will be doing because we have done our part, we have voted him out.
Majak opponents complain that state executives are siding with the assembly speaker. They said they are being threatened by state ministers if they continue in this, that the speaker resign. Meanwhile, United States lawmakers continue to be locked out of the assembly halls and the fate of the assembly speaker is uncertain. For VOA News, I'm Boniface Yetaban in Bentiu.